David, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Now, as I say, you might have to hold my hand through this one because I'm not very knowledgeable when it comes to Australia's favourite game. I understand with this particular case, when it comes to ball tampering, there's been a few quotes that have come out saying this is actually a fairly common occurrence, that cases of ball tampering happen all the time. What is it that has made this case so incendiary?
Yes, good question. And I think it is common. It's illegal according to the laws of the game. Of course, cricket has laws, not rules, just like ordinary games. But I think what has particularly kind of caught the imagination here is the idea of the conspiracy. The leadership group of the Australian cricket team sitting down at lunchtime and concocting this plot. To kind of repudiate the spirit of the game, the spirit of cricket, which is very important, part of the preamble to the laws of the game. And also, I think, because of a sense, reasonable but probably unreasonable, you might say that Australian cricketers and sports people in general are above this kind of illegal activity that is normally the preserve of dubious foreigners.
Well, actually, looking at the idea that Australian cricket stars are above this behaviour, I mean, when an Australian politician does something terrible, screws up terribly, you know, the public sort of shrugs their shoulders and goes, well, that's what we expect from politicians. When an Australian celebrity is involved with some kind of scandal, I think the reaction from most people is a little bit of a meh. But when it comes to something like this, cheating in a game by an Australian sports star, it really seems like a broken pedestal. I mean, we've really put these sports stars up very much high above us, and this is a broken pedestal bringing them back down to earth.
Yes, and it's a long way to fall, and especially in cricket, the sport of Bradman. You know, the people refer to constantly. And the idea that, you know, that cricket is a kind of gentlemanly game, amateur route that still kind of poke through, and it's kind of is celebrated. It's regarded as the national game. It's not regionalized like, say, the football codes. So it is put on the game is put on a pedestal, as are the leading players. Of course, John Howard famously indicated it was the most important job in the country. Malcolm Turnbull said only on Sunday that he appreciates that the pedestal that you're describing is. For sports people and for the men who play it, who wear the baggy green, as he described it, are placed well above politicians in public esteem. I would though say I'm caution a bit here though that a lot of this is about myth. Clearly, cricket is a hard-nosed, very professional game. There's a lot of money involved in it. The Australian team plays it very hard. But also, if you actually look at the statistics, you are not as unusual as you might think. this might comfort you. We did a Western Sydney University, we did a national survey of people's cultural tastes a couple of years back. And sport was one of those. And I looked at cricket in particular, and I just checked the stats before this interview. Now, actually, only about 10% of the population participate in cricket at any level, that is, that plays the game or volunteers, you know, makes the sandwiches, coaches and all that. Only about 1 in 10 people. Only about 1 in 5 in our sample, which was national and representative, about 20%, actually went to a game as a spectator. And a bit over a half, 55% or so in our sample, watched it on television. So what we're talking about here, I think, is something that's very noisy, very out there. It's taken over the Australian media. You say the scandal has taken over cricket. It's taken over the Australian media for the moment. Hopefully, you know, perhaps we'll get on to some you might suggest, some other news, such as, you know, two Russian spies being being sent out of the country, or some other news. But this has absolutely absorbed the news cycle for the last 2 or 3 days. It's an international story. The Brits, as you can imagine, are loving all this because it gives them an opportunity, and they don't need any invitation to get stuck into Australia. So, I do think it's important to recognise that this, in a way, is not real, in the sense that what we're talking about is a lot of noise. But actually, most people are not that deeply involved in cricket.
Just perhaps as a final point, David, I mean, there's an idea, I think, when we look at the broken pedestal and we look at the heroes being brought back down to earth, I think it's kind of a death of innocence idea. You know, the end of childhood might be when we realise our childhood heroes, maybe even our parents, are only human within themselves. Going forward, following this death of innocence, I guess, in Australian cricket, how do you think it is actually likely to affect cricket culture going forward?
Well, I have to express some amusement. Whenever a scandal occurs, and they happen all the time, by the way, people talk about the death of innocence. Well, there are two things that they talk about: the death of innocence and something being un-Australian. I've been watching out for this, and sure enough, people haven't let me down. So we've heard people say, "Oh, this is un-Australian," as if there is some kind of unimpeachable.
It's a great phrase, yeah.
By which all Australians, whether they're interested in cricket or not, they uphold these standards. But of course, the idea of the loss of innocence is kind of absurd. This is not the first ever cricket scandal. They come up on all the time, and people keep talking about the underarm bowling scandal from all those years ago. There are lots of cases there are lots of scandals. So the kind of joke for me is that people have to forget that they lost their innocence before they can lose it again. And it requires a kind of national amnesia. So if you've lost your innocence, any cricket fan who's lost their innocence, on Sunday, anyone who's been watching cricket for any length of time will have lost it already. It's just that they've forgotten
David, I really appreciate your insight into this one this morning. Obviously, we'll be seeing in the coming days. I think this one calmed down just a little bit. Really appreciate your time.
Great. It's fun to talk. Thanks. Bye.